सारी जमीनें इफ रावण गए वेंस राम वेंस एंड हिज ऑल एपलेंस वेंस ओ यू लाइक ए पुअर इन फ्रंट ऑफ देम सो यू शुड थिंक दिस एंड एट वंस यू शुड गिव अप योर होल थिंग योर एपलेंस योर पोजिशन एर एवरीथिंग एंड कम टू वृंदावन रूप गोस्वामी सनातन गोस्वामी He read this and he knew what Rupa Goswami has told. And at once he decided to give up his post and everything. He was not going in council of king, but he told that I am sick and he was not sick. What he was doing? Bhagavat, hearing and telling. So many learned A scholar of Bhagavatam were there, devotees, and he was discussing worldly matters. Not anything, no problem, nothing. Always he was thinking in the ocean of love and affection. King himself came to see what he is doing. Then king told, I am going to a war in Odisha to invade Jagannath Puri, so you should come with me, he told flatly. I cannot go to attack Jagannathpur. Never. I don't want to be a minister, your minister, prime minister. You can give it, this position to anyone. Now I cannot serve it. Then king told that, oh, you are my elder brother. I depend on you. And you are like telling like this. If you are not obeying me, Then what do you know? I'm a ruler. I will give you punishment. And then he gave him, he put him in jail and he went there. Sanatana Goswami was very happy. You know, it has been written there, Raja more priti kare e more bandhan. Oh, wife is loving so much me, then it is bondage for me. If father is loving, it is bondage for me. What is the poem and you should explain? Raja more priti kare mor bandhan. You know? Oh, you should. Shyamarani? यो तो ये ले ले दे कैन टेक वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट थिंग इफ यू वांट टू फॉलो रूप एंड सनातन यू शुड नो दिस मीनिंग एंड यू कैन फॉलो बस राजा मोरे प्रीति करे ए मोर बंधन कनेक्ट और राजा मोरे प्रीति करे ए मोर बंधन मीन्स इफ राजा किंग हैज सो मच अफेक्शन फॉर मी ही इज गिविंग मी सो मच मनी सो मच पोस्ट बट इट इज बॉन्डेज फॉर मी इफ वाइफ हैज सो मच लव फॉर एनी हस्बैंड And the husband wants to be a pure devotee. Oh, this is bondage for him. Very big obstacle. If he has child and very, very loving, then this love is like a bondage. He cannot do bhajan. So Sanatana Goswami is telling, anyhow I should do something that he should be angry with me. You know, there was a devotee, age was about 100, and he wanted to take sannyas. But his wife was so loving that when he used to take sannyas, she used to make some obstacles. One day, he put fire in his room and took chadar and he was sleeping, posing like sleeping. So fire was coming very soon and his wife saw, at once entered the room. Oh, you are sleeping? Oh, so much big fire here. You should give the place and you should go out of here. When she told him, he came out of, at once came up out of house and he told that, oh, you have now told me that go out of house, then I will not never return to house. This I am going. And he saying this, he left this house. His wife was weeping, but he told that you have ordered me, so I am following you. And he went to Kasi and took sannyas from Madhavendra Puri. You know Madhavendra Puri? And he was Vallabhacharya. And he took sannyas and next day, oh, he left his body. So sometimes pure devotees want to serve Krishna totally, or they may cheat others by these things. So Sanatana Goswami wanted to cheat the king, and he wanted to make the king angry, and he became angry, and then he gave, first gave 5,000 golden coins to the jailer. You know jailer? Jailer. And he was not satisfied. No? Oh, help me, because I have given this post to you, Sanatana Goswami told. Then you will have some sukriti. I will not be here. I will be the Muslim
Darvesh,
mendicant. And I will not be in India. I will go to Makkah. So please help me, because he was mountain. So he became happy. But even he was sharing of him, then more two more thousand of golden coins. Okay. Then some water came from his tongue and mouth. So much money I have never seen in my whole life. I cannot make so much money in my whole life. If king will come and be angry and he will take my post, no harm. I can maintain myself. So he left Sanatana Goswami and he, with one servant.
And they were carrying with them he had left that very high position and became like a street beggar. His brother-in-law told him, oh, you became dirty and your cloth is all ruined. We will give you very nice cloth, fine clothing, and you should stay here for some time with me and live like a very aristocratic gentleman. So that's when he got one, he said, no, I will not stay here for 1 second. Not 1 second. Now we will cross over the Ganges and I will continue on my journey.
Why? 1 minute he will not stay there? Why 1 minute? Bad association. Even the association of his brother-in-law was not helpful for him. So he may request that you should return. So he, one moment he will not stay there, and he left that place and came to, but he gave something.
So he was leaving that place, but his brother-in-law just gave him one woolen blanket. It was very expensive, very costly and luxurious blanket.
Because why he gave? Oh, cold season was there for India, highest cold. So he gave to save him. And he took it and he went to burn. After what became? He heard when he came to Varanasi, on the bank of Ganges, very sacred place. He heard that, oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has reached here. And he is returning from Vrindavan. and left devotees are here in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he has defeated Prakashananda and he has cut his all arguments of Maya about philosophy. And then he was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so prominent. Oh, lakhs and lakhs devotees were coming to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was in the house of Chandrasekhar. He came there searching and he was on the door of Chandrasekhar Bhavan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him what he asked and after that he used to do. He asked, from the beginning of his life, a devotee should follow him. How he left his everything, position, wealth and money. Even a servant with one coin, he left. Even that blanket, now nothing. He took only old dhoti and make it four. So for this, and fall and door cooking, nothing else. There was no money, nothing left with him. If any person wants to go to any high class of devotee, to be a devotee, he should be like Sanatana. He should not come with so much wealth in his pocket or with bank balance. He cannot fall. Never he cannot fall. Like a street beggar. I can tell you the history or life history of your Prabhupada, my friend Śrīla Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. He told himself this story. I think he has never told to others. But I have told to you. Oh, when he took initiation from Śrīla Prabhupāda Bhakti Siddhānta Saraswati Thakur, he was telling to me this secret thing. So I took initiation, I then began to read Srimad Bhagavatam, to chant and remember also looking after my job, that Bengal Chemical, he was manager at that time. Not only manager, he was sole proprietor like. So, but he was fearing that, oh, if anyone chant and remember and follow Krishna, then Krishna will make him a street beggar. So, what to do? I was thinking and thinking, I was in problem, always worried for this. But I never stopped to chant and to hear and to read Srimad Bhagavatam. I went on, strictly following my guru orders. After some time, Bengal Chemical was filed or he left anyhow. He was bound to left. Then he came to Allahabad and he again started one medical north of factory in big way. But after 2 years it fell down. Then he started a shop, very prominent, where Indian prime ministers used to come. But after 2 months, 1-2 years, it also fell. Then he began to be a
medical representative.
He used to take something, making himself some medicines. He knew to make new medicines. And he used to go here and there. But also he could not do. And penniless being, he came to me and he was telling that, now I am penniless, nothing left with me. So Krishna makes it to whom he loves. So Sanatana Goswami, the purpose of this Sanatana Goswami is this. If he wants really to be a very pure devotee, high class of devotee, you will have to follow him like empty pocket, nothing with you, then Krishna may give you. Otherwise, no. Otherwise, you will have to return by from pure devotion. So, you should try to follow Sanatana Goswami. If you want to have high class of precious prema bhakti, surely bhakti. We know that all those who have practiced bhakti yoga, or they have followed this. Rupa, Sanatana, Raghunath, also the one son of King Narottam Thakur, Shyamanand, Paldev Vidyabhushan, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he was also high. He had a very high class of position also. He left everything. You know Srila Prabhupada. Oh, Swamiji was very high class of, his father was very rich person. None of this. Or Guru Maharaj was also like a prince. Also the father of Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. Oh, very rich person. Very rich person. But he left everything for Krishna Prem. Krishna Prem is more valuable. With all appliances you cannot attain Krishna Prem. You will have to be one day a straight Vedanta. And when you will be like this, oh, Krishna can give you so much appliance like Yudhishthira Maharaj, like Prahlad Maharaj, like others. Like Nanda Maharaj. Oh, then you can have. Yes, like so much. Or Swami Maharaj also, oh, so much opulences, lakhs and lakhs, daughters and sons, and so many centers, so many cows here, there. You cannot believe. Anyone cannot believe this. So, you should try to follow this line. But not very easy. Not very easy. But you will have to follow. Today, Gaur Premanande should be following six principles of Saranagati. Then how can you believe in Gaur? First Saranagati should come. This is the doorway of Krishna Bhakti. Krishna should manage. Why we should be worried for this? Gaur Premanande. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhu Jaya Karma.
Yes. Yes. Perfect.